This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, we are meeting in the garden. And what's happening in my garden? Well, I've done a few little things around the place, but the main thing we were looking at last week was establishing a bit of a herb garden, and we dug a little patch near the back door, dug it over, put some fertilizer in it, all that sort of stuff. And now, what do you put in it? Now, don't go overboard on this. Think about what you actually will use or what you might like to give to friends and so on. So I've kept on to fairly basic sort of stuff because my cooking is fairly basic, let's face it. I've got some parsley, so flat and curly. I like, a bit of decoration there. I've got some chilies, just those little tiny ones, and I put some spring onions in and some garlic chives as well. So that's about it. You can really plant whatever you like. There's things like basil and all that sort of stuff, but I don't use much of that. What is interesting is if you do use the herbs and stuff, when you go to the supermarket to buy it, you've got to buy a full bunch of it, and you usually only use a couple of sprigs of it. So if you do use herbs in your cooking, it's very easy to get a tub on the balcony there or a little herb garden and plant some few things in it, because then you've got them there fresh, and you just need as much as you need there. So plenty of interesting things to get there. But have a look around. I got the actually, I got the garlic chives when I was in that certain Swedish store on Sunday. But, so it's amazing where they are. They're in supermarkets and in nurseries, of course. But just have a look around and think, oh, yes, I'll use some of that. And pop them into the little herb garden. Now, I have been weeding. There's a few weeds have cropped up with all this lovely rain and sunshine. So not only are the roses blooming, but the weeds are doing well so as well. And I've made a little pathway to the front tap. All I did was I got a couple of lines of bricks and just put them down, dug a little bit out, and I didn't bother with any sand or anything like that, but because I'm lazy, and I didn't want to bother with all that sort of stuff. So just today, a couple of lines of bricks to from the front path to the garden tap, and that looks very nice too, and I put a rose bush next to it to just make it look nice. Alexander's garden's coming along really well. I've got an excited note from my daughter saying that Alex says there's four petunias are blooming, and he's very excited and wants to show them off to me. So I'm looking forward to seeing them on Wednesdays. Tomorrow, it'll be good fun. And the carrot seedlings, though, they're coming up well. They've been planted in, and they're showing their little bits of green. Now, wait till they're really able to be picked out of the seedling box there, and then plant them into the ground. The only problem with Alexander's is that when we put the seeds into the seeder box, he, with his little finger, poked the finger into the soil and then got almost a handful of seeds. So there's quite a bunching of seeds there in Alexander's little clumps, but we'll see how we go. His pumpkins are doing well. The snail's got mine. Okay, you're listening to Joy 94.9. You're with the Gazman, and that's been the gardening segment, and I'll be back again next week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.